Mornings. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning, 635 Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, oh, hi. They were just showing that that hit.
Yeah,
new, the Saints Rams game.
Unbelievable.
Again, it was late in the game, and that very well cost them. Maybe they wouldn't have won. Maybe they wouldn't have made the field goal. You can't say that, but
they would have.
You can.
They would have.
There's a chance. There's always a chance.
They would have.
I mean, we would have thought Parkey was going to make that field goal. Yep, you know, yep, I mean, anyway. Yep. But watching that, I hate seeing that because that is bad football.
Watching those field goals last night, though, did you not think about Parkey for a second?
Absolutely.
When,
yeah.
Each game when they lined up for that final field goal, I'm like, oh God. I bet you he's watching, just thinking, ah.
Now, to be fair, Parkey was kicking outside.
Very true.
It's easy to kick in a nice 70-degree dome, no wind.
Dude, 57 yards with ease.
I could make it.
No, you couldn't even make a 43-yard.
Almost made it.
Right.
I could
make
it.
No, you couldn't tow a 57-yard field with your boot.
100-yard field goal. Put me in the put me by the other goalpost. I'm putting that baby through on the other side.
With your dad's boots on, huh?
All right. Smoking. Steel toe, baby. All right. They were just showing that. And I mean, and we'll talk more about sports. There's so much to talk about.
I love it.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Such good football yesterday, man.
Right now, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. A new digital-only 30th anniversary deluxe edition of Skid Row's self-titled debut album is out now. It adds 10 songs that were recorded in a concert in Westminster in 1989. Huh? I actually lived in Westminster, California.
Really?
Yeah, right across. It was kind of, I was very close to the bad part of town. Because you got the nice part, Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
You got the 405 Huntington Beach, beautiful beaches and women and everyone. And then you have Westminster. Don't get shot.
Yeah. Complete opposite.
That's right. But rent was a lot cheaper there. Also, Gibson has a new George Thorogood signature guitar. The Epiphone limited edition Thorogood White Fang will be unveiled at the NAMM convention in Anaheim, California, which starts on Wednesday.
Ooh,
so if you're looking for a new axe, get yourself that one. Greta Van Fleet. They were on SNL.
Saturday Night Live.
Did a wonderful job. Michigan representing and really proud of the guys. However, Josh Kiska, their singer, is really ready for people to stop making Led Zeppelin comparisons to his band. Kiska told Rolling Stone, quote, obviously, we hear the similarity. That's one of the influence of ours. But at this point, it's like, okay, we've acknowledged that. Let's move on.
Right.
However, he is down with one Zeppelin reference, the one made by Robert Plant. The singer joked in an interview last year that Kiska's, his voice reminded him of him, which is very nice. So, obviously, when Robert Plant says, hey, you sound good, you'll take that compliment.
It's fine. Let it go, for God's sake. We get it.
Lastly, Ozzy Osbourne paid to have a platinum plaque made for Lee Kerslake, the drummer on his first two solo albums. Kerslake, who has prostate cancer that has spread into his bones, told the Metal Voice recently that doctors gave him 8 months to live. He also mentioned that he asked Ozzy and Sharon for plaques for Blizzard of Oz and Diary of a Madman, two amazing albums, so he could feel some acknowledgement for his work before he dies. And Ozzy, of course, return the favor, send him these nice big plaques, you know, two amazing albums, and at least he got a little something there to enjoy on the wall before it's too late.
And Ozzy's heart grew two sizes
bigger
that night.
He ate a bat head and it grew two sizes bigger. All right, that's your rock news. We'll be back.